Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. This is about Prince Harry and others against Associated Newspapers. So there is a trial going on right now, a civil one, where His Royal Highness, Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, and six other people are the claimants, including Sir Elton John, Sir Elton's husband, David Furnish, the well-known actress, Elizabeth Hurley, the Labour peeress, Doreen Lawrence, Sadie Frost, Simon Hughes, a former Liberal Democrat Member of Parliament. And they are taking legal action against Associated Newspapers Limited. Now, that is the company that publishes both the Mail on Sunday and its stablemate, the Daily Mail. These are middle-brow, right-wing tabloids. And they say that for over 20 years, the two gathered information by unlawful means. Remember, there was a similar case against the News of the World newspaper in 2010, and that led to it being shutting down after over a century. So this is about 14 articles that appeared in either the Daily Mail or the Mail on Sunday. Okay, and they claim that what happened was their voicemails were intercepted. Now, certainly the now defunct News of the World did that, yeah? And they also said that they, these newspapers, they bugged landlines, that they gained access to medical records, to financial information, to personal data by lying, the commonly called blagging, phoning up, pretending to be someone else and tricking people into disclosing information. Now, someone said that is good journalism because journalists consider it permissible to lie in order to obtain information. So journalists very often want to report the truth that people, especially the powerful, do not want the public to know. Now, there is medical confidentiality. I suppose there's financial confidentiality. But, you know, we know a lot of information about Prince Andrew's finances that he wouldn't want us to know. Is it in the public interest to do that? Now, public interest doesn't mean the public finds it interesting, as in it's titillating or entertaining, but it's better if they said public benefit. It somehow advantages the public to know this and so on. Okay. And that these newspapers, they hired private investigators to gain information through unlawful means. Now, hiring private investigators or detectives, that's completely permissible, but did they do it through unlawful ways? But anyway, so the Prince Harry and others, they say that that caused them psychological harm. It made them very, very worried. It really wrecked their friendships and so forth. And they hit him because of his public position. Now, of course, he's of interest to the public because he was at one stage second line to the throne. So he's very prominent, and he's been a colonel in chief of some regiment. He had some honorary position in the Royal Marines. And then he's made himself into a public figure by hosting the Invictus Games, by not getting his face off the television, by always preaching to us. If he wants to opine, fine. But you know, you can't invite the media into your life and then tell them to get out, doing all these public photo shoots and so on, saying things on X. You just shut up, just go away, just let us forget you. But I know that even he has a right to private life, like accessing his private medical records. Even if that was illegal, I would still consider that immoral, but it definitely is illegal. So the Associated Newspapers say all these claims are bogus, said it obtained this information through permissible means. They did it about public relations, social contacts, as in friends of Prince Harry tell people things. That's the trouble when you're someone like him, you don't know who your friends are, because they could be spies, and some of them just blurt things out. Okay, and they say they just use exclusively legal methods of gaining information, and that's what newspapers do: is they publish information often that famous people don't want others to know. Part of their defense is a failure of proof defense, although this only has to prove to the civil standard, as in on the balance of probability. So, is it 51% chance that the claimants are what they're saying is true? If so, they win. If not, the defendants win. And they say there's no smoking gun, there's no confession, there's no whatever document proving this is all true. There's nothing with whatever fingerprints on it to show that there was phone hacking or bugging. Okay, so the other thing is they say this is time barred, right? And these were private leaks, as in people told them things that the famous people didn't want the newspaper to know. Anyway, and sometimes it's too late to explain how these things were done. Perhaps someone who did it subsequently died. We're going back over 20 years in some cases. So the case has been going on for a fortnight. It's thought to go on for roughly another 7 weeks. They're going up the World Courts of Justice while their camera's outside there. So Prince Harry's flown back in from California, and he's going to testify. Apparently, it's not going well for his side. Now, the thing is, he could win and some of the other claimants lose, or vice versa. It's not necessarily true that all will win or all will lose, because the court may rule, yes, they used illegal methods against Baroness Lawrence. No, they didn't use it against David Furnish, for example. I've no idea, just using those names for the sake of example. And so we go on. All right. So this is part of his war against the media, which he think is intrusive. Now, he obviously detests the British press. He didn't used to. Before he met Meghan Markle, had a very symbiotic relationship, would take them all out to the pub, pick up the tab, and he got very positive coverage. But he thinks that he's got the right to censor them, and the censorious rights mean that he will only have entirely favourable reportage about him in the newspapers, on television, radio, and so forth. And he's simply incensed that anyone says anything remotely uncongenial to him. So he took out a legal case against the Mirror Group newspapers, and they own the Daily Mirror, and he won that action. It's about privacy. And the court ruled that there was this persistent hacking of his phone. It had just become normal for the Daily Mail. So he got £140,000 and I think legal costs. And likewise, another one, he started in 2019, it wasn't settled 2025, against the News of the World, which is now closed down, and The Sun. And so the News Group newspapers, they apologised to him, they paid an undisclosed sum. Okay, we're told it's actually less than £100,000. So he is very litigious about that. Previously, the royal family would never take any legal action and stuff like that. Okay, so there is this right to privacy under the European Convention of Human Rights, which is still part of the United Kingdom's law at the moment. And there's a right to free press, and it's the boundary of those that the courts must adjudicate. So the press can, generally speaking, say what they want, but there are certain limitations. And breaking into someone's phone to listen to these things, that's not acceptable. That's bugging. Only MI5 is allowed to do that, or the police. And they need like a court order, a warrant, signed permission from the Home Secretary, physically sign and so on. That's a really big deal. Intercepting people's letters, stuff like that. Somehow looking at people's financial records without their permission. Again, you have to have lawful authority to do that. We can't just do that because the public would find that fascinating. So, I mean, Prince Harry, I know that I absolutely loathe him, but if some of this is true, then I would feel a little bit sorry for him. Using, well, the private investigators, that's not illegal. But if they then use unlawful means, then it would be, because that amounts to like spying and or harassment. What do you think? Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.